Hey guys, welcome to the Jackson Five. Today we have an awesome guest, the quarterback from the Jacksonville Jaguars, Blake Bortles. Blake, how you doing?
I'm good, how are you? Thanks for having me.
That's awesome. Thanks for coming, man.
Anytime.
That's dope, that's dope. So now we know you're from Central Florida, you know, but how's it living on the Atlantic side of the ocean? Do you enjoy it?
I do. I like living on the ocean, especially the Atlantic side compared to the Gulf of Mexico side.
Yes, yes.
You know, because they just got hit by the hurricane, but I guess we got hit by the one before that. So either way, but no, I like it. I like living at the ocean. I kind of like opening up the back door and hearing the waves crash, and you know, you're a couple yards away,
yeah,
or 10 to 20 yards away from the beach. So I like being close to the water.
Yeah, that's fancy. I'm a little further back, like 30, 40 yards, but I feel them with
I'm more like, oh. I'm 30, 42.
Opening your doors, feeling that breeze, and just looking at it, it's calming, and it matters.
Definitely. Is.
So now as you are a Central Florida guy, like we said earlier, you know, being in North Jacksonville, which is about, 2 hours away, mm-hmm, is it a good or bad thing that your family's so close?
You know, it's perfect because it's close enough to where, like, they can come visit, mm-hmm, or I can go see them, but, like, it's far enough away to where, like, they have to call me first. Like, they can't just show up. Mm-hmm. So it works out good. You know,
yeah.
I enjoy seeing my family, but I also need a little bit of time to be by myself.
I feel you. You know, it can't be too close to where people just showing up.
Right.
Or, you know, but you have to call when you let me know you're coming.
Yeah. I need to know.
But the house is locked. You can't get in. Another Central Florida questions. We know you went to the University of Central Florida. How about those Knights? How do you think they're doing so far?
They're killing it, man. I actually went to the game last week on our bye week. They played Austin Peay. I got no idea where that's at, but they beat them like 70-21.
Oh, wow.
So they're killing it, man. Scott Frost has got them rolling, so high-powered offense doing good.
You think you're going to stay there? I heard some people said that he might be taking the other Florida job.
I hope so. He's at the best school in Florida right now, so I think he could stay there for at least a couple more years.
The best school in Florida, huh?
Yeah.
Miami might have something to say about that.
Calais talks about it all the time, man.
Yeah. I told Calais Miami hasn't been relevant since 2000, so
right,
it doesn't matter. Can you tell us about your foundation and just what's it called, what's it represent?
Yeah. So my foundation is the Blake Bortles Foundation, and I started it after my rookie year, so 2 years ago, and it's to support mentally and physically disabled people, and then first responders as well, firefighters, policemen, paramedics, kind of all that. So I grew up like being coached by cops and firefighters. Like, they always coached our Pop Warner teams, so they were kind of like the guys I grew up looking up to. And then, you know, I had a chance to be in this thing called the Challenger Football League, which is mentally and physically disabled kids playing flag football. So that kind of got me involved in that, and those were the two areas that I was passionate about and wanted to be able to help out.
We're 4-3. You know, we're doing pretty well. Do you get to enjoy this season? Are you enjoying it? You know, what's different?
To be involved in, you know, it's kind of like my draft class. Like, with Telvin, we all got here, you know, 4 years ago. This is our fourth year. So to go through some of that stuff and winning three games, winning five games, winning three games, you know, it's tough because nobody really, you know, everybody's used to winning. They won in college or they won at some level of football. And to come to the NFL at the highest stage and not be able to perform as well as you like or, you know, have the results you like, it's tough. You know, I think it's a lot of adversity. And I've said this before, but I think, you know, a lot of guys that went through that together, I think that has made us stronger and has, you know, I think helped contribute to kind of what we're being able to do this year. Obviously, with some new additions like yourself and Calais and Jalen get brought in, I think that's obviously been a huge help as well. But I think to go through that and endure that, I think makes us all tougher and better people. And I think, you know, for me, it's exciting to go through this and enjoy it. You know, see everybody having fun. We're winning football games. And I think it just drives, you know, myself and I think all of us more to let's make this consistent. Let's make it feel like this all the time. Let's make it feel like this for the next couple of years.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you. Going 3-13 last year was hard.
Oof.
But now that we're winning again, it definitely feels special, and I just want to keep it going.
No doubt.
I just want to say thank you, Blake Bortles, man, for coming out, man.
Really
appreciate you. Thank you guys for watching Jackson 5. See you guys next week.